Welcome to the Business Bunker Radio Show, Federation of Small Businesses podcast.
Business Bunker.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you back, mate. Mind Fit Golf and all that.
You have to say that, don't you, Paul?
I do, yeah.
Well, Happy New Year to you.
And to you.
Great to see you again, Shirley. Happy New Year to you.
And to you.
To all the listeners. Mm. So
both of them.
All two of them, and let's hope you do something different this year, because if you don't do something different, you'll end up getting the same results you got previously.
Exactly.
So there you go. So, Paul, are you mind fit for golf?
I am.
Shirley's not. I like to think I'm mind fit. Golf is something that escapes me. I'm not a golfer at all, but go on, go for it.
Well, the thing is, your mind fit. That's the main thing. And
that's just my opinion now.
I think a lot of people might agree with that. But so, Shirley, are you mind fit for golf?
Well, I'd like to think I was, but my handicap would say I'm not.
Ah, right. So what is your handicap then?
I'm playoff 16.
Oh, that's not too bad.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
That probably puts you in the top 3% of the world.
She's showing off.
Top 3% of the
world. Probably in the top 3% of the world.
Yeah.
You'd be quite surprised.
Ooh.
So here's a couple of questions for you. So, over the last 60 years...
She's not that old, mate.
Over the last 60 years... questions for you. I said generally you. Here we go. Keep it the family show. Do you think the average handicap has gone up, down, or stayed the same?
Paul, down. Do you want to answer that?
I think down.
I think it's gone up.
Well, we've got... You don't get anything for a pair, not in this game, as they say. Paul, you say, think it's gone down?
Yeah.
Okay, so why do you think it's gone down?
I think handicap's gone down probably because of the advent of the technology. Superior equipment has enabled people to lower their handicaps.
Now, you see, there's a person that doesn't play golf.
Well, that's it. But I have to say, it's quite a good answer.
It's a great answer, because he's actually engaged his brain and started to think.
It's quite rare, isn't it?
Okay, well, we won't go to you, Shirley, but if I were to tell you the average handicap hasn't moved at all,
right?
Despite the fact technology's improved...
Bit like my golf balls, then.
We don't want to talk about your balls, Paul. Despite the fact technology's improved, golf coaching has improved, the courses have improved, and, you know, people actually do buy decent golf equipment. So isn't that a bit bizarre?
Mm.
Well, I know that when my game is going well, it probably has nothing to do with the technology. It's probably more about what's going on between my two ears.
And in this show, it's great because you can't. We've all got faces for radio here because you've got earphones on everybody, and it's actually what's happening in between the 5 inches between your ears.
Yeah.
So it really is about your mindset, and you can't go anywhere these days without listening to. If you look at sport in any shape or form, rugby, football, cricket, golf, tennis. Even Andy Murray's talking about mindset.
Mm.
You know, Mr. Boring is talking about mindset. So it really is about getting the right mindset. So the issue is, how do you get it?
Mm. And it's not just about sport, though, is it, Neville? I mean, this is something that is relevant in any field of activity, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's this big discussion in education currently that we're probably going back to when I sat my O-levels... Probably about 20 years before you set yours, Paul, but there was a laugh there, I think. But anyway. So we're actually going back into passing tests, whereas businesses are crying out for people that are applying their knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we've got this huge gap in the mind fit arena. We always talk about this knowing doing gap.
Mm.
So the fact that people are going to do something different this year is really great, because doing something different actually gives you an opportunity to find out if it's the water's fine, come in and do a little bit more different.
Mm. Yep.
Absolutely. I want to kind of broaden this out. I know you want to talk about golf and sport and stuff like that, but
Shall
this
we
is...
just talk about golf?
Yeah, we will.
We'll interrupt in a minute. Let him go.
Just because this is a bunker, we don't... Did you get it? Just because this is a bunker, we don't have to stay in it.
I try not to go in it at all.
Yeah. we could take a sandwich to this and get out of this bunker and...
Careful, you know. Careful.
Yeah. But I'm interested in this whole field of how you think about things, because it has such a massive impact on everything that we do and how we do it and what we do. And it's one of those things that lots of people talk about it. Lots of people talk about mindset and attitude and all those kind of things. And most people go, yep, yep, no, I agree. But I'm not entirely sure that anybody has much of a clue how to actually do it, or how to, or more importantly, how to change their circumstances. It's really difficult when you get locked into a thinking pattern, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you got the Edward de Bono stuff about thinking outside the box. But be honest with you, you've got to do more than that these days. You've actually got to engage your brain.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds a little funny in some respects, because our brain is already engaged because I'm breathing.
Right.
Blood's going round my body. You know, I'm sitting down, I'm concentrating, I'm talking. There's a lot of stuff already going on in the brain that I'm actually not in control of. Although a lot of athletes can actually say, I can take my heartbeat down.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's when you get really good at it, you know.
Yeah.
So that means you need to know what is actually happening.
Okay.
But until you know what's happening, how do you know whether it's a good thing that's happening or a bad thing that's happening?
Yeah.
So it really falls back into the attitude side of life.
Yeah.
So how do you get that attitude? And a lot of people ask these questions. That's why it ends up being a tree-hugging conversation, you know. You all think you know, you need to go into huddle and, you know, big love mode and, you know,
kind of team. I'm up for that.
Well, you know, yeah, we've been there before, but we won't go back.
I wasn't looking at you.
I was thinking about your tutu, but there you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, damn. I wondered how long it was going to be before it came out. Yeah.
Well, it's the 5th of January, so what do you expect?
My New Year's resolution was not to mention it.
Oh, well.
Until February, at least. Yes. Yeah.
So that's the fiver she owes me, because I told her I'd mention it, but there you go. So you've actually got to go back to where does it all, how do you get this soft skill? Really, and the point is, we don't teach it; we just assume it happens. So, to get the soft skill, you've actually got to go and practice it.
Mm.
So, if we can step back into golf for a minute, because all of the skill set that you generate about the right mindset for golf is actually the right mindset for an entrepreneur.
Mm. Yeah,
it's having the confidence; it's being committed. You know, we talk about commitment being an on-off switch, not a dimmer.
Yeah.
You're either committed or you're not.
Yep.
Mm. You know, so all these people that talk about, well, I'm 90%, well, fine. Wait till you're 100 and come back, you know. And you get youngsters talk about that commitment.
Yeah.
So are you focused? So, Shirley, you're a golfer.
Yep.
What's the most important part about golf?
The bar.
19th hole, yes. For me, it's about winning.
Ah.
For me.
So you're focused on winning.
Yeah, and I play a lot
at any cost.
Well, no, not at any cost, winning the right way. But I play quite a lot of match play golf, play a lot of competitive golf on that basis. So for me, it's either about beating my opponent, but actually, even when I'm going out just for a knock around, it's about beating the course.
And
me.
That's great, because there's no point in beating your opponent.
No, but quite often I can get to the third hole and then beat myself up.
Yeah, it's funny,
because
actually.
It's all sort of gone a bit pear-shaped.
Yeah, and do you recover after that?
I have to say, for me, I generally have to take myself off for a hole or two and give myself a talking to, and then it might come back.
And
you know, but that's all about the mindset. And I know that actually the more agitated I get, the faster I'm going to swing the golf ball, and it's not going to go anywhere.
You see, that's interesting, because a lot of golfers will say the same.
Mm.
So if there are any golfers listening here, if you can imagine the worst hole you've ever played, and you play it regularly because you are a regular golfer, what's going through your mind when you walk up to that hole, let alone get to it?
Well, actually, my golfing buddy Debs, if she was listening to this now, she'd be dreading me saying this, but every time we walk to the eighth tee, she says, oh my God, it's that hole again, I can't stand that tree, I know I'm going to hit it in the field. And what does she do? She hits it straight in the field.
And it's amazing, because we expect something's going to happen the same as happened last time, despite the fact that that swing is completely different.
Yep.
So we talked about doing something different previously, and unless you're a really good golfer, your swing is different every time.
Yes, I do have rounds where I have 18 different drives.
Do you play on the same course, or do you?
No, but you know, I could stand on three or four different par fives, and the swing is completely different. You know, one will go right, one will go left, one might go straight.
Now that's an interesting one. It'll go left, right, and straight.
Yes.
So let's think about a game of golf now.
Right.
All right. So imagine you're an entrepreneur and you're really focused upon what's going to happen to your business if you really focus on the one thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So as a golfer, what do you need to be focused on?
Me?
Yeah.
Personally, the way I swing the golf ball, I have to keep my head still.
That's keep your head still.
As I'm coming through the ball.
Right. Do you know there's no science about keeping your head still and hitting the ball perfectly?
Probably not, no.
No, well, it's not probably. There is no science.
Most of the time it works for me.
But that's the thing, you see, we get into these beliefs.
Yeah. Yes.
So, do you know, by keeping your head straight, you can actually try a really simple, you don't have to buy all this expensive kit. Get a golf cap.
Yes.
Get a bulldog clip.
Right.
And an entire ball on the end of
a
piece of string.
Yes, on your peak.
Yeah. And take a swing, and you see whether that ball stays straight. And the thing is, it won't, because your head will move.
Yeah.
And it's all perspective stuff.
Yeah.
But when you then take that swing, has that ball moved before you've hit it?
What, my golf ball?
Hmm.
No. Well, it shouldn't
It's funny, isn't it? It's pretty honest, a golf ball, isn't it? It'll only do what you tell it to do.
Yeah.
And the only time you tell it to do something is when?
It's when you hit it.
When you actually hit it.
Mm.
So when you're swinging a club at faster than you can legally drive, because the laws of physics are perfect, the club hitting the ball has now given it kinetic energy.
Mm. Yes.
So your club has lost energy.
Yes.
So the ball is now moving faster than the club.
Yes.
So that's the only time you're going to give knowledge to that ball.
Right, yep.
So why do people shout at it when they see it going to the left or to the right?
But you have to talk to it.
Do you?
You do.
Yeah, does it make any difference?
It does. It does when you say, get over that bunker, get over the bunker, over. It works.
But it's not doing anybody any good because the ball's gone.
I know.
And it's funny, you know, by obeying the laws of physics, okay, so you're a golfer, aren't you? You know? So when you hit the ball on the left, where does it go?
When I hit the ball, what, on the left of the ball, it probably goes right.
It doesn't probably, it always goes
right.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. So when you hit the ball on the right, where does it go?
It's left.
Yeah, it obeys the laws of physics.
Yeah,
so when you hit it somewhere in between, where's it likely to go?
Well,
behind you.
You see, we're going back to this I know, Paul. Do you remember you said about people just nod about having the right mindset?
It's interesting, isn't it? Because in terms of changing your mindset, you get into this rut, these patterns of behaviour, where
you do
things and you know logically that it doesn't do anything. And you know, it's one of those things we can all sit here and laugh and think about people, you know, screaming their ball or, you know, talk it in or, you know, and I always think about curling and stuff like that. People that run behind the stone, you know, swishing about, and you think, well, that's going to do nothing. But it's interesting, isn't it? And I can't remember the saying, but the task here is to make something become a habit that you don't think about. And that's what really you're talking about with professional golfers. It isn't adopting the swing of a professional golfer. A professional golfer will play golf however they play, and it will work, and it will work every time because they're consistent.
Yeah.
And they've got into a habit of play. And I saw something once about mental attitudes that says the problem here, the thing about changing, is you start off as an unconscious incompetent. Yeah. And the first step is to become a conscious incompetent, and then you move forward from there until you become a competently conscious, and then you become competently unconscious. And being competently unconscious is the ultimate goal.
Well done.
Absolutely right. I couldn't have said that.
Yeah.
I don't think I did either.
Well, it sounded okay.
Yeah.
But you see,
the
interesting thing, we all drove here today, didn't we?
Yes.
Do you remember driving?
Yeah.
No. We've become consciously incompetent or unconsciously competent? Unconsciously competent.
Unconsciously competent.
So we can all do it.
Yeah. Yes.
So we all learn how to walk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
we didn't read a book. Yeah. We didn't go to university. Yeah. You know, we were encouraged and nurtured. You know, earlier, before the show, we were talking about engaging people. Well, that's a leadership issue. It's not about the individual. Yeah. The individual's got to be committed, but the leaders get engagement.
Yeah. I think one of the interesting things that which has just triggered with you talking is actually I can make my golf swing really complicated, but in actual fact, what I need to do and what business owners need to do is actually get back and keep it simple. Mm. It's up, down, through the ball, off it goes. Mm. And actually, businesses tend to make their businesses so complex, just like I do with my golf swing. You know, I'm just thinking about the way that I set up, the number of practice swings I have, and I don't know, all the stuff that I wiggle my hips and, you know, keep my head still and all that sort of stuff. And
I
actually, if I just stood there...
And he's not playing golf.
I do that at work. I wiggle my hips and go, get in, but I'm not talking about golf.
What's that, to the tutu?
Yeah. But it is right. We do overcomplicate it because we think we have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you keep things simple, you know, give a bat and a ball, doesn't matter whether it's a golf club or a cricket bat or a baseball bat, a rounders bat, to a three-year-old. Mm. See what they do with it. Mm. They have fun. Yeah. They recognise, hopefully most of them recognise, that you hit the ball with a bat, but sometimes you see it the other way round.
Yes.
They may not have the bat upside the right way.
No.
It
no.
doesn't matter.
Just making contact.
The point is they're having fun.
Yeah.
So if you have fun, you know, someone said, you know, the business you're having the most fun is the one you're not doing business in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you don't recognise it.
No, exactly.
And that's what we've actually got to put that back into it. And it's anything we do. So, are you mind fit for... ...
Absolutely. Yeah. Neville, we could talk about this forever. Sadly, we're running out of time. Mm. Give us a shout out for how people can find out more about the whole mind fit thing. Not just with golf, but with all kinds of things as well.
Well, Paul very kindly put a blog on Business Bunker Show.
I did indeed.
That's more or less the majority of chapter 6 of the book we said we'd never write, but we decided to write.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So is your mind for the golf, the missing link to your success, which is the 5 inches between you, of course. And it is on the Business Bunker, so have a look there. Mm. We mostly around Kent, but you'll hear us from time to time getting involved in most of the larger businesses. Mm. But if I can leave everyone with a simple thing, right, Nike said, just do it.
Mm. They did.
So do it.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice one. Thank you, Nev. As Neville said, you can find it's MindFit on the blog section of the Kent Business Radio website. There are links to Neville's website, and you can also follow Neville on Twitter at MindFitGolf. So, Neville, thank you so much for that. Absolute
yes,
pleasure
thank
to
you.
Talk
no,
thank
to you,
you
again.
Very much.
It's a subject that we could talk about forever and ever and ever, but sadly kind of short of time at the moment. But nice one.